T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back on the Hurricane Hotline, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., Middle Tennessee, coming up on Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. We'll be on the air at 11:30 with countdown to kickoff. Miami coming off the game against Texas A&M, where they came up on the short end. We heard from Coach Cristobal earlier in the show, and ultimately just made too many mistakes.
That they did, Joe. And, you know, you look back at that ball game, and you have to applaud the effort. You have to applaud the intensity that Miami showed through the entire 60 minutes. And I've seen a lot of improvement from spring practice to fall practice, from week one to week two to week three. But at the end of the day, Miami was in a position to win, but they made too many mistakes that cost them the victory.
I'm not sure that I thought it would be like this, where Miami's running the ball better, might be running the ball better than throwing it. But I don't really put it on the quarterback. I know Van Dyke's getting some criticism, but some of his throws that were off target were caused because of pretty good pass rush. But they got to get a little more help on the outside. They'll be able to sort that out, where as the season unfolds, hopefully somebody emerges and plays with more confidence. And I think the coaching staff will figure out who the playmakers are and how to get them the ball.
And then when they get them the ball, the playmakers have to make plays. There's a two-part connection. It's getting them the ball and then letting them go make the play. I believe that I would not criticize Van Dyke. I would not. I'm not in the camp that he's off, or that he's not having the year, he's not so special. I think that's the exact guy. I know that's the exact guy that I would want to lead this football team. He's the exact guy that I will trust with the football. He's the guy that is being handcuffed in a lot of respects because of drops, because of everybody else who's involved in making a catch has not performed to their best ability, and it shows up especially in a big game like that. You cannot have 7 drops in a game like that. Can you have 3 or 4? Sure, but they were 7 crucial drops, or a few of them were crucial drops that did not lead to first downs and took points away.
Well, he's had to make an adjustment where he's handing the ball off probably more than he had, maybe more than he anticipated. I don't know. But now I think you can see they've got a legit run game. I mean, when you average nearly 5 yards a carry against that defense, you've got something going in the right direction. I feel much better about their run game. And I do think as the season unfolds that they will be able to partner their run game with the pass game.
It's going to have to work that way. If everyone is going to now see that Miami has developed into a team that can run the football, that they are a team that is physical, and that they are a team that will use play action, and they've got a quarterback who is very talented at what he does. I think you can incorporate more tight end to the game. You know, you have Mallory, who had 6 catches last week, but Arroyo looked fantastic. He had 1 catch and was wide open, and a big guy who can chew up some yards. But it's going to take a team effort offensively to make this offense great. But I think it's going to start from the outside in now, meaning the receivers, because the offensive line has proven to me that they are capable of creating enough holes to run.
Everybody likes to play Monday morning quarterback. The Monday morning quarterbacking this week was Miami is down 17-3, I think it was, and they marched into the red zone 1 of the 4 times in the red zone and didn't go for it on 4th down, or maybe weren't quite as aggressive as some thought. But they also had started at the 1-yard line, right? This was a drive that started at the 1 yard line. Coach Cristobal said he felt like they needed to get points, and I would come down on that side because they couldn't come out of there empty handed again. They needed points. You're down 17 to 3. You've started the 1 yard line. You're marching down the field. You get thwarted again. At some point, you need to feel good about something and not panic. There was still plenty of time for them to score. In fact, the game came down to Miami getting the ball twice in the final 8 minutes. I thought they were going to win it. Getting the ball twice in the final 8 minutes, I thought for sure they something good would have come out of it. It did not. But I understand the Monday morning quarterbacking, but they had to get some points.
I'll put it to you this way. Imagine this. Imagine working an 80-hour week and not getting a paycheck. That's what you're talking about. How do you feel? I did everything I'm supposed to do. I did my job for 80 hours this week, and I didn't get paid. Well, first of all, the accomplishment was you started at the one. I don't even know what the percentages are to go from the one, the negative one, to points. Is it 10%? Is it 20%? I don't know. I'm going to look that up. But to go that the length of the field and to walk, not have points to prove it, you didn't get a paycheck for all that work. I'm completely siding with him because on the confidence side of it, you build up your defense. You get points out of it, let's say, from your kicker who had missed a couple kicks. He's able to make the field goal and build a little confidence. And then you drove the length of the field because you're going to have to do it again. You have to do it again, and you have to get those points. So I have no problem with it.
The conundrum that they have is they have shown the ability to march the ball the length of the field. They've shown the ability to possess the ball. Time of possession is up 33 minutes. So they have these long 12-plus play drives. The problem with those 12-plus play drives is you're likely to make a mistake. That's what's one thing that hurt them in this game, making a mistake. And in college football today, you got to find some layups. And so they got to find some quick scores.
Layups come from speed from the outside. I mean, you look at the running game, I think it's a power run offense. I think that if you go back and you ask Knighton and you ask Parrish, do you think that they could have – I think the longest run Miami had from scrimmage was in the mid-20s. Was there a 30 there? Was there a 40 there? I think both of them would tell you, yeah, I tripped or I read this a little different. So, you know, that you could have picked up some yards there. But I go back to the point of speed-wise and threat-wise on the outside, it doesn't exist right now. That doesn't mean they won't find it this week and it won't continue to materialize because players will continue to mature. But a pure deep threat, a pure playmaker on the outside, you have to find that before this season ends.
Okay, Middle Tennessee is coming up next. I know this. Probably most of our audience don't really know anything about Middle Tennessee. Probably don't care anything about Middle Tennessee. We already talked about Rick Stockstill, his relation to the University of Miami. I do know this. They play in the house of close games. And under their coach who's been there forever, Coach Stockstill, they've had 27 games decided in the final minute. And they're 16-11 in those games. So these teams that are these mid-majors, they find a way to keep games close. That's what this team has done. And how do they do that? They take the ball away. They create offense from their defense. They had 6 defensive touchdowns last year, and they do it by blocking kicks, winning special teams. They've had 49 blocked kicks under Rick Stockstill.
All those numbers and what I've seen on them is they want the opponent. They want Miami to beat themselves. They want Miami to make enough mistakes so they're hanging around until the fourth quarter and they can pull one off. 2 weeks ago, App State did that. Right? Worked for them. Marshall did it to a team called Notre Dame. So it happens week in and week out, and that is the MO. But I think fans in today's world who aren't in the business like we are don't realize the talent that they have at quarterback, the players that they've gotten from other parts of the country that were D1 players, and that these teams can cause you problems if you let them. And that's the thing that Coach Cristobal is trying to make this football team understand is do not let them in the football game. Take care of your business. Let's improve, and let's make sure that we don't let them in the game.
They led the nation with 32 takeaways last year. One of the reasons why these games are good to play for a Power 5 team, like Miami, could be anybody. You know, A&M had the same thought about playing App State, is the way these teams try to level the playing field is with either A, older players, or two, a style. Right? They're going to find a style of play. In this case, it's air raid. Number one, it's air raid. And number two, on defense, it's a variety of blitzing. Now, why is that important? Because you're going to see this style only at a better level, most likely, what you're counting on. You'll see a style like this in your conference season. Carolina, Miami's next opponent, is an air raid team. So you're going to see things from Middle Tennessee that you're going to see from your conference opponents. Against an air raid, you got to tackle. The theory of the air raid is yards after catch.
Yeah, they want to make sure that they put everybody in a compromised position. They tire out your defensive front because they get rid of the football before you're there to sack the quarterback. They make sure that they have guys on the outside that have short area quickness, and they want to continue to push the ball down the field. Fortunately for Middle Tennessee, they've had a defense that if it's a three and out, they've been able to hold up, and that's the component that you need.
All right, 3:30 game. Hope to see a lot of fans out there tailgating and at the game. 3:30, it's one of my favorite times. By the second half, got more shade. The shadows start creeping across the field. Fans will have more shade and maybe a tad bit cooler. So hopefully a 3:30 kickoff will allow more fans to come out to the game on Saturday for Miami and East Tennessee. We'll continue on the show right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.